Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dream On podcast. I'm your host, Jen, and I am redoing the first 5 minutes of this episode because I was initially recording via my computer microphone and not my real microphone, and now I'm super paranoid and terrified that other episodes I did that as well because my software was using the wrong one. But hopefully that's not the case. I will be kind of freaking out about it for this entire episode in the back of my mind. But that's fine. We're going to pretend like everything's good. We're going to pretend that there was no chance of that happening. And I want to take the time to welcome all of the unfortunate listeners who might be visiting the podcast for the first time because they have lucid nightmares, because they are really not fun. I do have personal experience with them. And my hope for this episode is that anyone who has experienced them or anyone who maybe thinks that they could experience them will hopefully get some help with that and be like reassured and calmed down, because at the end of the day, it is just a dream, just a scary dream. And being lucid in it doesn't change that fact. In fact, it should make it all the more real to you that things are not actually happening. There's nothing to be afraid of. So you just got to calm down, which I know is far easier to say than to do. But anyways, moving on. Prior to getting to the true topic of this episode, I did want to give a brief dream character update because one of my recurring characters in my dreams, who does not exist in real life, if you're a new listener, you probably should go back and listen to old episodes for context on that. But if you don't care, then that's totally cool too. This will be very brief, don't worry. I had a dream about a week ago that Asher was in for the first time in a very long time. I haven't seen him in any dreams in quite some time. I think since, I don't even know. It's been a while. It doesn't matter. But I had a dream about a week ago right before I woke up. It was very unstable and I was asleep on the couch, and then my mother woke me up in the dream and I was like, what? Like, I was so tired and so sleepy and like everything was kind of hazy. And she was like, there's someone sobbing in your room. Like, you need to go check on them. And I was like, okay. And so I kind of like wandered like up the stairs to my room, and like I found Asher in the fetal position lying on my bed sobbing. And I came in and I was like, dude, like, are you okay? Like, very concerned, but also weirded out, like, hello. And then he like stood up, and all of a sudden he was extremely angry, and he was talking on the phone to this woman in Spanish, which I think is because I have gotten back into my learning Spanish. I think at this point I have about the vocabulary of a 6-year-old. So that's pretty good, you know, from 0 to 6 years old is good. But he's talking to this woman in Spanish, they're having a full conversation, and then he storms out of the room and gives me the phone. And so then I'm conversing with this woman in Spanish, like trying to figure out what she needs, like what's happening. And then I think she hung up on me at some point. And so then I kind of wandered around my house for the rest of the dream, which was very brief. This was not long at all because it was right before I woke up. And yeah, I guess that's the dream character update I have for you guys. Just very odd, very strange, very short. But, you know, I feel bad because clearly Asher's in a hard place right now. So thoughts and prayers for him, I guess. But anyway, yeah, I don't know if I said this in this recording or the last one, so I'm going to say it again. But if you are a new listener and you want context on that and you care at all, you should start with the Dreamcast episode, which I think is in season 2 of this podcast. The last thing that I want to say before getting into this episode is that this is officially the end of this season of the podcast, which is really exciting because I think it's going to be a good episode. It's going to be a good way to end the season. But also, I am going to be like taking a little break between this season and the next season so that I can get like a little refresh, recover from like the burnout of talking about the same topic all the time. Because as you guys have probably noticed, like this many seasons in, there is kind of a like barrier in terms of lucid dreaming, like in terms of the things we get to talk about, because it's a niche topic, right? So there's only so much, but it is really fun and it's really good. And like, I just need time to like have more dreams because my dreams and my experiences are kind of at the center of what I talk about. So I'll just give myself time to recharge and have more. And then I'll come back fresher with new ideas and we will all benefit. So now that I've wasted 5 minutes getting to the topic, thank you everyone for waiting. Today's topic is lucid nightmares. And lucid nightmares are something that I'm sure you can remember and recall for yourself if you've had the displeasure of experiencing them. And there are a couple different kinds of lucid nightmares, even though they boil down to essentially the same thing. So first of all, obviously, there are nightmares wherein you become lucid. So you're having a normal dream, or you're having a normal nightmare that like came from a dream or began as a nightmare, whatever. But in the nightmare, you become lucid. And maybe that's related to the nightmare, like something horrible is happening and you're like, oh, this can't possibly be real. And then you become lucid. Or maybe you become lucid another way, like something horrible is happening and you're like, that's not physically possible. Like, this is not real. And then you become lucid. Or there's the other kind of nightmare, lucid dream, wherein you are lucid and then something happens and something changes in the dream and then it becomes a nightmare. And so your lucid dream turns into a nightmare. And that's kind of like the truer kind of lucid nightmare. But obviously they're both lucid nightmares. It's just that normally the second one is the one that people have more trouble with because it's kind of something that like comes at you unexpectedly because you'll be having a normal lucid dream and then all of a sudden something will happen that's really not good and can be really quite scary. So personally, for me, the kinds of lucid nightmares that I tend to have are not like the supernatural monster-y kind that people can experience. Normally, the ones that I have are like the tragedy sort of ones where like I'll be in a dream that's really sad for some reason. Like maybe someone in the dream is dying or like really suffering and it's so sad and just like devastating for me. I think the worst one that I actually ever had, and I'm just remembering this now because I'm talking about it. I had this one dream where I was dying in the dream, and I don't remember, it was something about like me being very ill. And in the dream, I knew that it was a dream and I knew that it wasn't real, but the emotion was so overwhelming. And like everyone around me was like crying, being like, oh my gosh, you're gonna die. Like, you're so sick. And it just like, I couldn't escape from the emotion, even though I knew it wasn't real. And I just sat there and was just like sobbing, collapsed in a pile, like unbelievable. And I cried until I woke up in real life and was actually crying. Like, it was crazy. And I think that that was probably the worst one that I've had. And I know a lot of people are like shaking their heads, rolling their eyes, like, oh my gosh, that's not even bad. But like, seriously, it was really bad. It was truly horrible. Like, when you wake up sobbing, like tears rolling down your face, and you don't want to go back to sleep because you're so deeply depressed. Whew, that is something else. Now, moving on into the solutions that I recommend for dealing with lucid nightmares from the inside. The first thing, all right, is going to be to check your emotions. And I think that the most logical and like grounding way to do this is to just kind of like take a moment, even in whatever like scary or like devastating thing is happening, just take a moment and be like, okay, what am I feeling? Because in different kinds of nightmares, you're going to be experiencing different things. Sometimes you'll be experiencing like anger or disgust or intense sadness or, you know, just like total rage. Like there's so many different feelings that you can have in a nightmare. And I think that it's a grounding experience to take just a moment, like just a sliver of a second, and just try to name the emotions that you're feeling in the nightmare, because it's really, really, really important to stop the nightmare from becoming worse. And probably the best way you can do that is by recognizing the emotions that you're feeling and then trying to calm those and alleviate that stress, because dreams feed on stress and dreams are inspired by stress and they just grow based on whatever that is. So if you're feeling really sad in a dream, then chances are the dream is only going to get sadder. Like, dreams really, they take your emotions and they run wild with them and they make you experience them like so hard, like more than you probably ever could in waking life, because in the dream, that's all there is. It's just your emotion. It's just how you're feeling. And the whole world is changing based on how you feel, which is not how the real world works, but it is how the dream world works. So everything is amplified to such a severe degree. So figuring out what emotions you're feeling is going to help you be able to understand the direction the dream is going in. It's going to help you understand like where maybe the dream is coming from. And it's going to kind of help you stay in that lucidity instead of giving in to whatever the emotions are and really feeling them, because emotions are ultimately the enemy of lucidity instead of like anything else that could oppose that state of mind. So yeah, emotions, no good, bad. But after you have kind of taken stock of your emotions, which can be difficult, but please, please try to do that because it is critical, then it's important to disinvest from whatever the plot of the dream is, which again, easier said than done, but it is really important that you try your best to be like, okay, I know that, you know, whatever is happening right now is not real. I know that this is just a vision that I'm having. I know actually I'm sleeping. This is not something that's actually taking place. And the things that happen here actually have no bearing on me or my life or anyone that's real. And it's all completely fake. So divesting from the plot and realizing that you actually don't have any stake in what's happening here is a really, really good mental tool to kind of fight what's happening. And it helps you to take control of those emotions and wrestle the control back from them. And it'll help you to kind of master the dream, I guess, and like not let it rule over you and change your state of mind and how you're thinking and everything. So this step here where you're divesting from the plot and just realizing that the things that happen here do not matter is going to help you, because then first of all, you won't be as likely to completely lose your lucidity, but then also the dream will be far less likely to riff on your emotions and try to make them more severe, because you're actively trying to make yourself not be so emotional. And obviously, like, there are times where the dream might become like more emotional just for whatever, because it'll keep riffing on itself. But like, it is just, it's important. Don't let it keep growing. Just try to stop it. So another really big part of disengaging, okay, like embracing that a little bit more in like more detail, I mean, versus just like mentally, because obviously you need like more practical tips than just like a word. I would recommend personally, based on my own experience, that first of all, you should just run away. Like, I don't understand why people, especially in the lucid dreaming space, place so much emphasis on like, oh, you need to fight whatever it is. You need to change whatever it is. Like, if you're someone who's experienced real trauma, like I know that I have, you oftentimes cannot just fight that. Like, you can't will it away. You can't wish it away, because at the end of the day, you don't feel like you have power over that thing. And just because you're in a dream doesn't change that fact. And if anything, it amplifies that feeling. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with running away from whatever's scaring you. There's nothing wrong with like opening a door and expecting it to lead to like a peaceful meadow or something. Like, that is totally valid. It's a very good idea. I would highly recommend it. Just be sure that you have a place in mind where you like go through the door or the window or whatever, like just have a clear idea like, oh, this is going to lead me somewhere safe, you know, or maybe it could lead you to like a person who's your safe place. Like, whatever your safe looks like, just be like, yeah, this is going to lead me to safety. And then it will, because it's a dream and reality bends to your will. And that's the beauty of the space. So if you cannot flee, okay, for whatever reason, although technically, all right, remember, you can always flee. You can walk through a wall, you can fly through the ceiling, you can drop through the floor, like, because it's not physical. But for whatever reason, if you're like mentally, you're unable to flee, you can also close your eyes. And this is going to sound a little weird because you're like, oh my gosh, like it's so scary to close my eyes. Like, what the heck? But remember, you're asleep. Okay. So if you close your eyes and try to go to sleep in the dream, you can actually fall into a deeper sleep and you can just like fall asleep and kind of close out the dream and just like end it. And this is an alternative to waking up, because one of the things as well that like I hear about a lot when it comes to lucid nightmares is that a lot of people have a big issue waking up. And I have never had a problem waking up from a lucid nightmare because, like I mentioned, if I'm having like a really bad dream, I'll physically cry or whatever, and that will wake me up, that physical sensation. But if you're not someone who's able to wake up or you have trouble with false awakenings, which I have a separate episode on, by the way, if you want to check that one out for assistance with that specifically. But if you're having trouble waking up for whatever reason, you can also always just try to fall into a deeper sleep. Because if you fall into a deeper sleep, this dream is going to end and maybe a new one will start, like a totally new one, or maybe you'll just fall into like a deeper stage of sleep. But whatever it is, it's almost like you can kind of go up, like waking up, or you can just fall down deeper and go into a deeper sleep. But either way, it's all about ending the dream. And if you cannot fall into a deeper sleep when you close your eyes, that's also just kind of a space to be able to realize like this isn't real. Like if you're not looking at it, it's literally not there. And even though it's like you can like assume that like, oh, I can hear it or whatever, it's like actually you can't because it's not real. Like it's just kind of another optional way to try to ground yourself and to try to reflect on the situation. And if you need to, you can close your eyes before and or while you're trying to pinpoint your emotions, because the reality is nothing around you is actually happening. So you could even just close your eyes and be like, pause, and like command the dream to pause. And if that doesn't work, it doesn't work. But like it should work because it's a dream. So if you will it to happen, it will happen. And you just have to accept that and realize that and really believe it. And then that's what gives that action the power. So I am hopeful that that's something that not everyone has tried, because I know that it's kind of uncommon for people to suggest like these more, I guess, flight tactics versus fight tactics. I feel like a lot of people are all about, you know, fighting the dream and like making things happen the way you want them to. But like my own experiences and dreams have not been so much fighting. That used to happen a lot more when I was younger, where I would try to like bend the dream to my will and like all this stuff, because I've been lucid dreaming my entire life as far as I can recall, and I know that for some people like that's what they're all about, especially when you're someone who learns to lucid dream later in life. But for me, that was like a tactic that I used when I was younger, and it just didn't really, it wasn't as fun, it wasn't as effective. And now I'm more likely to just ask the dream for things. Like in the dream, I'll be like, you know, to the sky or whatever, be like, hey, can I have this, or I can I do this? And normally it happens. So also, I mean, you could also just try that, just like if there's a monster coming at you, whatever, just be like, can you please stop? Because it's like, I feel like that civility adds another like element. It just kind of infuses an element that you wouldn't expect in that scenario. And in that way, it makes it just a little less real and a little less realistic. Because if you're like watching a horror movie or something and someone's about to be murdered or whatever, they're not going to be like, oh no, please stop. Like they're going to be screaming and crying and running away, whatever. And so when you're just like, hey man, like, can you not do that? It adds a new element. And it introduces something that is unexpected for the dream, and maybe it'll change something a little bit better. So, and it also takes you out of that experience. You know what I mean? It brings you back to the fact that it's not real. It brings you out of yourself a little bit. And you're like, oh, like that's kind of a silly thing to do. And that's another really big tactic that I would recommend, is like humor, because humor, first of all, is an emotion, which means that it can help to counteract all of the other emotions you're feeling. But also, it is an emotion that is very much out of place with the nightmare, or the emotions that you would find within a nightmare. So, you know, obviously, you're not often feeling super angry and also very amused, or very, very sad and also very amused. And if you're feeling sad and amused, that's normally just bitterness. So it is something different. So yeah, humor, finding the humor in a situation can make a situation feel less real, less realistic, and help you to realize that it's just a dream. This is all temporary. Nothing here is real. And It's also super, super important if you're someone who experiences lucid nightmares often or you've experienced them many times before to not fall into the expectation that you'll have them and be like, oh no, like I've had this nightmare before. I know that next, you know, XYZ is going to happen and it's going to be really scary. And like, obviously in your mind, you don't think about it like that. You just have a moment where you're like, oh, this is going to happen. And then it does. But like that in and of itself is going to cause the thing to happen because dreams feed on your thoughts and your opinions and what you think is going to happen and all your emotions. So if you will something to happen, it's going to happen. And I know that it's really, really difficult to not expect that kind of thing, especially when it's happened so many times before, but it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you have to work really hard to reverse your expectations. And like, even if you fail, you really can't lose hope, because if you do, then there's nothing anyone can do for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's your mind, it's your head, it's your dream. There's actually no one else there who can help you. And it's just you in there, like all the monsters and everything. It's just you. So for me, okay, for me, like everyone in my dream is my friend. Like that's kind of how I treat it. Like, and it's been like a comical thing that like in all the dreams and everything that I've shared on this podcast in like stories, everyone in the dream is like, they're all just actors to me. Like everyone's an actor. And we're all like playing out our parts in whatever the story of the dream is. And I think that that's a really good way to think about nightmares as well, because it puts them into this fictional realm where they can live. And then you can be like, I'm the director of this movie. Like, I don't want that to happen. Stop doing that. And if you're firm enough, if you're firm with the dream, it should listen to you. It should always listen to you. And if it doesn't, that's okay, because you will have another chance and maybe it'll listen next time. Eventually it will. Just by the way that things work, eventually something different is going to happen, because just that's just how it is. Like, dreams are anything except for predictable. Things are always changing. Things are always happening that are super weird and super random. Eventually something's going to change if you just wait long enough. So take comfort in that fact. But yeah, just realize that like, no one here is real. And for me, I like to use that like actor kind of motif, I guess. It's not really a motif. It's like a representation, whatever. You understand what I'm saying, but like conceptualization, I think that's what I'm going for. So that's just kind of the concept, the lens that I view it through. And obviously other people can have other ways that they view it that maybe is helpful for them. But for me personally, that's kind of the way I think about it. And I have had lucid nightmares before, okay? Like, I've had some really bad ones. And if we're just talking about my experiences, as I said, I just wake up, like, all the time. I honestly can't think of any right now where, like, I think I've changed, like, sad dreams before or whatever, but, like, a dream that I truly felt was a nightmare, I don't think that I have altered it in any like meaningful way, because I'm just like, nah, I'm out. And like, I do think I've left before. I think I've woken up before, but like, I'm much more like, I'm just going to withdraw and then I'll restart this. So like, I'll wake up and then I'll be awake for just like a couple minutes to make sure that I don't fall into the same nightmare. And then I'll go back to sleep and obviously go into another dream. So I hope that everything I said here has been helpful, and I hope that this was an informative and interesting episode for everyone, whether this is something that you've struggled with or if this is something that you don't know a whole lot about. But I do think that these are some helpful tips. I hope that like they're actually useful to you and it's not just like you're like, oh, I've heard everything here before, this is so stupid. But you know, I mean, everything here works to me and it works for me and it makes sense for me. So hopefully it works for you guys as well. But as I said, this is going to be the final episode in this season of the podcast. I will be releasing another Patreon bonus episode for everyone on the Patreon. But then after that, I will be pausing the Patreon, because they have a way to like pause the subscriptions so that people don't keep getting charged while you're like off work or whatever. So during my season break, I'll have it paused. And then when I start releasing new episodes again, then I'll unpause it and then it'll resume like the payments and everything. But like, yeah, I'll do like an announcement on there just to like let people know when I'm coming back and everything. So yeah, that's good. If you are interested in asking more questions and or requesting episodes and or connecting with other listeners of the podcast and maybe looking for more assistance, I do have a podcast Discord, which launched and does have a few members, but we need more members and we need more people to be active and chatting on there, because I asked a question and nobody answered me. And you know what, guys? Not cool. When I ask a question, you have to answer. That's a new law of the podcast, okay? So if you guys do not follow the rules, I don't know what's going to happen. Something bad. Like, I'm going to become a ruthless dictator instead of the benevolent one that I am right now. So seriously, answer my freaking questions. Also, before leaving, I just want to say that I have also always heard from people. They're like, oh my gosh, like Jen, like your voice is like so soothing to go to sleep to. Like it's so chilled out and relaxed. Like it's so awesome. And I hear that and I'm like, what the heck? Like, I don't think that at all. I've never felt that way. And then I was editing a podcast last time, like for the last episode, and I was actually listening to it and I was like, okay, like y'all have a point, because I'm at the point now where I've listened to enough of myself that it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm not annoyed by the sound of my own voice. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, no, this is chill. Like, this sounds good. And like, I can actually recognize that like the way that I speak has a pretty specific rhythm that I don't deviate a whole lot from. And so I could see how it would be like something that's soothing enough to fall asleep to. So I get it. And I no longer look down on everyone who falls asleep to this podcast. Which I'm kidding about, by the way. I don't look down on anyone for doing that. I think it makes a lot of sense since, you know, obviously the topic. But anyway, that's going to be it for me now, I guess. And now the season is ending, which is crazy. And also, like, I'm feeling unexpectedly sad about it, even though I'm the one making the decision. So maybe the break won't be all that long. But if you are a consistent listener, you may have noticed that like there have been some pretty big gaps between episodes, like a couple weeks or whatever. And this is actually supposed to be a weekly podcast, but that's just from the burnout. So I'm really hopeful that after the break, then I'll be super excited to record all the time and like I'll have episodes coming out, you know, every week like they're supposed to. So I'll just wait, I'll chill out for a while, and then I'll come back and be ready to go again. And again, if you are like a fan of me and like everything I have to say, because obviously I have more to say than just about dreams, which is why my intro and outro to these episodes are always so long. Sorry. I have another project that I'm working on, which is a different podcast, which I will announce here, and I'll release probably like technically what'll be listed as a bonus episode, but it'll just be like me introducing that. So it's totally not dream related, but it's going to be really fun. It'll be really cool. And I don't know when that's coming. So, you know, don't hold your breath for it, but it will be announced here. So you'll all know about it. But thank you so much to everyone who has been listening since the very beginning. Thank you for believing in the show, you know, continuing to support as I learn and you learn and we all learn together about dreaming and lucid dreams and also podcasting. So thanks so much, guys. And until the next season, dream on.